I was asked by Talmud Chaim Neustadter to say a few words. We didn't have the opportunity before. Hespid, for is a very dear friend, many, many years in the shul, Gabbai, member, Mr. Zil Neustadter. If I wanted to find a pasuk, passage that can describe the life of Mr. Neustadter, the first passage that came to mind was from the book of Zechariah in the third chapter. It reads there that the angel showed him Yehoshua Kohen HaGadol, who was standing before the angel of God, and the Satan was standing L'sitnai to accuse him. Vayemer Hashem el HaSotan. So God himself said to the Satan, Yigar Hashem b'cho HaSotan. Denounced him. May Hashem denounce you. Yigar b'cho Hashem habecher b'Yerushalayim. The God that has chosen Yerushalayim denounce you. Halei ze ud mutzo me'esh. This person who you seek to accuse is like a firebrand safe from the fire. And Rashi says, what is the meaning, Alezer, that Yehoshua survived the Babylonian exile and against all odds returned to Yerushalayim. This is an indication of his holiness, of his righteousness, and hence you should not harass him. When you looked at Mr. Neustadter, you saw the pleasantness, the ne'imus, but you also saw on his face the yishagolus. You saw the tzoris that he went through. And if you've read the remarks that Chaim compiled, and he was chosen for life. He was chosen by the Sultan to live. The Sultan waved his hand that he should go to the right, that he is destined to live. Halei ze'ud mutzol me'esh. This person is a nude mutzol me'esh. And those that knew him, I don't know if it was possible for him to raise his voice. It wasn't possible for him to raise his voice. He had a certain pleasantness, like he is speaking from another planet. Because indeed, he is what you call a survivor. And he was here because Hashem had chosen him. Yigah b'cho ha-sotan. For Hashem had driven the sotan away. And he was chosen to live. The other point that may not be embarrassing to Chaim that I mentioned to him privately, and I have to mention it again, and that shows you the outstanding individual that Mr. Neustadter was. I have never witnessed anyone fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av ve'em as Chaim Neustadter fulfilled. I'm not saying this to praise Chaim Neustadter, but I'm saying this to better understand the individual, what his father was. It was beyond comprehension. I mentioned this to Chaim. Said, I never was able to fulfill kibud av because I lost my father at a very young age. Therefore, I marveled and I told him that I've never seen a person be mechabed kibud av ve'em, never to lose himself, never to show any wariness, but with love, tatenu. It not only speaks well of Chaim, but it tells us and it gives us an idea of what his father was, of the character, of the personality of Mr. Neustadter. It was always a pleasure to walk into shul and to see him, save upon him yofis, in his quiet way. And when you looked at him, you saw the Yiddish Golus. You saw what he went through. You indeed saw the Ud Mutzol Me'esh. The community benefited by having such a person here for many years. He had a hashpah. He had an influence. He fulfilled a purpose. And tonight, we're here to honor his memory, as they call him. Indeed, may he be, continue to be, a melech yesha for Klal Yisrael. For he fulfilled that for which he was mutzal meyesh.
Every person who goes to school sometimes, looks forward to seeing some teachers after they graduate. And sometimes if you didn't do your homework or you weren't so great in the class, sometimes you might want to avoid, seeing that teacher. So tonight we have in a shiur by Rabbi Breidowitz on the topic of business ethics. But it's very interesting. Besides, everybody knows Rabbi Breidowitz in the community, but Rabbi Breidowitz also has a very special connection with Chaim, because Chaim was a Talmud Chaver. He was a student colleague of Rabbi Breidowitz, and they studied many years ago. And so therefore, tonight, the Chavrusa tutor friend is now back for another lesson that he's going to give to Chaim. And as he gives the lesson to Chaim, we're all going to listen on as well.
Thank you. I'm also very, very honored to speak Lezecher Nishmas, Mr. Yisrael Neustetter. I was zochet to know him many, many years ago, indeed when Chaim was a Talmud in Mechina. I was a Talmud in Mechina of Ner Yisrael. And Mr. Neustetter wanted me to learn with Chaim a little bit. And I could see even then, I was a young boy of 14, the tremendous love of Torah that he had, the tremendous desire that he had for his son to learn Torah, to be in yeshiva, the simcha that he had to walk into a Beis HaMedrash. And this is something that's very, very inspiring to all of us, as the Rav said. In his face was reflected the pain of Golus, but also the hope and the optimism and emuna in the Yeshuas Hashem. And it certainly is a role that all of us could try to emulate as we think about his neshama. And may our words tonight be an Eloi neshama for this very, very special person.